Here it is, fill in the blanks, where I read a story you've heard way too many times. You get the chance to play along at home by simply filling in the
blanks.
Very good. Today's subject, energy. Every day for the last month, we've heard a story about an energy company called
Enron.
Right. Enron is an example of a company that gave a lot of money to
politicians
strictly out of
generosity
and in return expected
absolutely nothing.
That's right. And sure enough, when it came to regulating Enron, politicians did
absolutely nothing.
Yes. As a result, the company set up many creative, sophisticated
transactions
which complied with every law except for the law of
addition.
Many of these transactions were conducted
offshore
in countries that have
different laws of addition.
Right. But it was okay because these transactions were carefully checked by highly trained
accountants
who checked and rechecked the figures to make absolutely sure that they were completely
shredded.
That's right. It all worked very well until the company made the mistake of hiring a couple of people who actually
knew how to add.
As a result, a high company executive quit, explaining to everybody that nothing was wrong, it's just that
he had to get into a balloon and take Dorothy to Kansas.
Other executives did the responsible thing, which was to immediately
sell their stock.
And then to write memos urging employees to
keep their stock.
Right. As a result, some Enron employees will now be spending their retirement years in
Culver's.
Yes. Some people might consider this
unfair,
but on Wall Street it's called
tough love.
You people are geniuses. This is Dave Ross.